Warren Wiersbe wrote, "Our values determine our evaluations. If we value comfort more than character, then trials will upset us. If we value the material and the physical more than the spiritual, we will not be able to count it all joy. If we live only for the present and not for the future, trials will make us bitter and not better." I guess we had better learn to value trials, because it's not a matter of if, but when. Welcome to Life Words, Day by Day. We know that as Christians, we will have trials, but we don't usually put them on our calendars. Tuesday is trial day. Instead, trials befall us. That's what is intended by the word meet in James chapter 1, verse 2. It means to fall into, that they can happen at any time. We don't plan on being mugged. We don't plan on being sick. They just come at us unexpectedly. But we know that trials are coming. And this is why James says when instead of if. Listen to what he says. "Count it all joy, brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." Well, what should we consider a trial? The word's going to be used all throughout chapter 1, and it has two basic meanings. And these meanings can be seen as we consider the context. The word can be translated trial, which denotes an external or internal affliction, persecution, and illness, or financial troubles. The word can also mean temptation, as it's used in verse 13. There, the word has the idea of the inner enticement to sin. Here's another area, these trials that come into our life, where faith and sovereignty intersect. Who's the one testing your faith in order to produce steadfastness? Well, God is testing and proving and strengthening your faith. I don't think James has in mind the idea that God is testing you to see if you have any faith at all. Instead, the idea is that trials are a means, a process of purifying and strengthening your faith. It would be hard to count a trial as joy if you thought God was testing you to see if you had any faith. However, we can rejoice in our trials if we know that He's working to strengthen our faith. And this is where trust in the Lord becomes very important, because trials are difficult. Listen to how Amy Carmichael expressed it in a poem. "Hast thou no scar, no hidden scar on foot or side or hand? I hear thee sung as mighty in the land. I hear them hail thy bright ascendant star. But hast thou no scar? Hast thou no wound? Yet I was wounded by the archers, spent, leaned me against the tree to die, and rent by ravening beasts that compassed me. I swooned. Hast thou no wound? No wound, no scar? Yes, as the master shall the servant be, and pierced are the feet that follow me. But thine are whole. Can he have followed far who has no wound or scar?" The reality is that we will meet with trials. Jesus himself had many, and even learned obedience through what he suffered. And just like scars on the flesh proved to be tougher and more resilient pieces of skin, so too shall our faith be when we look to the author and finisher of our faith in the midst of trials, knowing that he is drawing us closer to himself. As you pray today, please remember Jesse Hales and his family, our missionaries who have recently moved to a new field in Round Rock, Texas. Also, remember the Armenian Life Word broadcast, heard in Armenia.